May the Lord help us to commence this last service of this year with hymn number 346. A sovereign protector I have, unseen yet forever at hand, unchangeably faithful to save, almighty to rule and command. He smiles and my comforts abound, his grace as the dew shall descend, and walls of salvation surround the souls he delights to defend. Hymn 346.
God, we will read together the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 2. Gospel according to Matthew chapter 2. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, and said, Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star, which they saw in the east, went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeareth to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night, and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Out of Egypt have I called my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth, and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem, and in all the coasts thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremy the prophet, saying, In Ramah was there a voice heard, lamentation and weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and would not be comforted because they are not. But when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeareth in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the young child's life. And he arose, and took the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. And when he heard that Archelaus did reign in Judea, in the room of his father Herod, he was afraid to go thither, notwithstanding being warned of God in a dream. He turned aside into the parts of Galilee, and he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, he shall be called a Nazarene. May God bless to us that reading of his holy word and teach us how to pray. Most merciful and gracious and almighty Lord God in heaven, we would seek to come humbly to thy footstool of mercy this evening and plead for thy gracious help and blessing here this evening as we meet in this house of prayer for this last service of this year. Lord, we do thank thee for the multitude of thy mercies toward us. Thou hast brought us here together this evening, and Lord, we thank thee for this gathering, and we do pray that it might be unto him shall the gathering of the people be. May we be gathered in thy name and in thy fear. Lord, may our desire be to worship thee here this evening. May we have a desire to give thee thanks for the many blessings that are ours. Lord, we have so much to thank thee for. Truly thou hast not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Lord, as we come to the end of another year, and we look back over the year that has passed, Lord, help us and bring before us those many blessings, those answers to prayer, those helps given that we have known in our little lives. And Lord, as we look back over this year, there have been those things also that have been a time of distress and trouble and grief to some. But Lord, in these things, thou hast proved a faithful, unchanging God. And those everlasting arms have never failed. And for this we praise thee. Lord, as we take stock and consider and gather together the many stones of help that we've had, the many tokens and favours that we have of prayer heard and prayer answered, Lord, we are encouraged as we look to the coming year. Lord, if we're spared to live to see it, may we prove in this coming year thy goodness and thy mercy. May we prove thee to be that good shepherd to us, going on before us, leading us, guiding us, directing us. May we know thy indwelling presence. Lord, may we know the inclining of our hearts to good things, the subduing of our sinfulness and our besetting sins, the safekeeping of us, thy preserving care and mercy. Lord, may we see thy good hand of providence unfolding and providing for our bodily daily needs. Above all, Lord, may we see thy gracious hand of love and mercy in pouring out to us the riches of thy grace and thy rich blessing in our souls. We pray that thou art send forth thy Holy Spirit to teach us, to apply thy word to us, to grant and to give the power and unction of thy word, to take of the things of Jesus and reveal them to us, and to lead us to Christ, our only rest. Oh, we do pray that he may be made more and more precious and needful to us. Lord, what a wonderful thing it would be if we each can look back to the beginning of this year and see all the way that thou hast led us. And as we have been brought to the end of this year, to find him more precious now than he was then. Oh, to find him more needful now. To find that we know more of him, have proved more of his mercy and the riches of his grace and the compassion and tender mercies of our God. If we can give a testimony as we think and consider the dealings that thou hast had with us, if we can give testimony to the love of Christ and can truly say that we love thee more now than we did at the beginning of this year, oh, that we might be partakers of these things, and to grow in grace in the knowledge of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. And Lord, as our desires by thy mercy are increased toward thee and the things of God, so the things of self must decrease. And our testimony will be that as it was with John the Baptist, he must increase, I must decrease. And so, Lord, we pray that we may also trust ourselves less than we did. Lord, may we be found leaning harder upon thee. May we desire that closer walk with thee. May we be blessed with that close walk with thee. May we not be found at a distance, but may we be made nigh, brought nigh, by the blood of Jesus. Draw us to thyself, away from the dying things of this life. And grant, Lord, that peace in believing. Make us real in the things of God. Grant that our evidences might be clear. Lord, give us a token for good, we humbly pray. Be with any, Lord, who have sought thee and yet have not found thee, in whose hearts there still is an aching void the world cannot fill. May it please thee, Lord, even this night, to enter in and to fill them with thy love, and so bless them in their souls that they're able to go on their way rejoicing and weep to the praise of the mercy they have found. Lord, be with any still dead in sin. May it please thee to awaken them, to call them by thy grace, to open their eyes, open their ears. Lord, make them alive, we humbly pray. And Lord, may thy voice be heard, thy blessing received, thy and God-given faith as a gift from thee, sealed into their hearts. O Lord, we pray that thou would be with any who have difficult burdens, cares or concerns, who carry from one year to another maybe afflictions or other things. Lord, we do pray that thy sustaining grace and thy presence might be with them. May they prove that thy grace is sufficient for them, and that thy strength is made perfect in their weakness. And grant, Lord, that we might be humbled under thy mighty hand. Lord, we do pray that all needed grace might be given, that we might endure and continue day by day. Grant, Lord, a spirit of submission to thy most holy will. Lord, keep us close to thee. Keep us from our own spirit. Lord, may we not have that spirit which would rise up in rebellion. Lord, but may we acquiesce and submit ourselves under thy mighty hand. And Lord, may we prove that thou art all sufficient. Lord, we pray that we each may be found casting our care upon thee. Lord, do make us wise. Open our understanding. Lord, we're so foolish by nature. We're so slow to act, to move. Lord, we would rather struggle on at times than lay submissive in thy hands and to know no will but thine. Lord, keep pride and presumption from us. Make us as little children. May we know a Father's love. Lord, may we be blessed with that childlike faith. May we not question and ask foolish questions concerning thy will and way for us, but may we be found as followers, obedient to thy commands, proving that thy commandments are not grievous. And Lord, do help us to honour thee in all that we do. May many be found to be living witnesses. Lord, we live in a dark and evil day. May the light of thy grace and the light of thy love shine forth in our lives, and may we, as witnesses of thee and that good hope of grace within, be as lights shining in this dark world. Make us bold in the things of God. We thank thee that we have our liberty and our freedom to worship thee publicly. Thou hast spared us our liberties in these things. Lord, we do pray that we may be spared a persecution. There are those in other parts of the world who are suffering for the truth's sake. And Lord, we would remember them and pray thy gracious help to them. Undertake for them that they may endure the things that are upon them. Lord, we do pray that we may be spared from these things. Lord, we pray that we may have that resolve. Oh, that we might stand firm for what we believe. That thou wilt strengthen us and increase our knowledge and our faith, so that we may endure steadfast to the end, unmovable in the things of God. Lord, we have the enemy of souls who would assail us and seek to remove from us all of our religion if he could. Oh, we do pray that thou wilt be that wall of fire round about us, that thou wilt be the glory in the midst, that thou wilt arise for our help, that thou wilt make that way of escape in the hour of temptation, that thou art, Lord, hold us fast and keep us near to thee, and strengthen the inner man and renew it day by day. So remember us each, we humbly pray. We give thee thanks. We seek to praise thy great and holy name, thy faithfulness, thy continued mercies. Lord, we would seek to confess with shame our unworthiness, our weaknesses, and our sins. Lord, do cleanse us from all our sin. Wash us in the Redeemer's precious blood. Lord, do take away all our iniquities. Lord, do receive us in thy dear name, thy dear the Son's name, the name of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Oh, we do pray that thou help us to walk worthy, that we may not bring reproach on thee. Lord, we ask that thou would remember us now as we turn to thy word. Grant, Lord, that it might be a word in season for us, that something might remain, something might abide in our hearts, as there might be something for us as we go forward into this new year as spared. Lord, we ask all these things, and we thank thee for every blessing, and pray that thou wilt forgive us anything we've asked amiss. We ask, Lord Jesus, in thy name. Amen.
Hymn number 1141. God is the refuge of his saints when storms of sharp distress invade. Ere we can offer our complaints, behold him present with his aid. Hymn 1141.
Thank you.
with me to the chapter we read, the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 2. With the Lord's help this evening, I'll speak to you from a few words, the opening words in verse 2. The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 2. And those words at the beginning of verse 2. Where is he that is born King of the Jews? The whole verse reads, saying, where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. Just those words on my mind this evening. Where is he that is born King of the Jews? Not much is told us in the Word of God concerning these wise men. And we are not to speculate this evening, but we are to consider the witness that they give. If you remember nothing else this evening, may you remember this, that they came a great distance from a great way off. They came, no doubt, at considerable cost, and they came to worship. And what a witness this is. And what a witness it was in the day of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Truly those words were fulfilled, weren't they? He came to his own, and his own received him not. And what does it say of the Jewish nation, and on the most part their complete and utter rejection of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ? When you consider these wise men who came from the east to worship him. We're told at the beginning of the chapter that it was in the days of Herod the king. And what a solemn thing we read concerning this wicked man. How the angel of the Lord warned Joseph, didn't he, that they seek the young child to destroy him. From the very early days of his life, Satan was busy seeking to destroy the young child, seeking to bring to nothing the promise of God, the salvation, the everlasting security of the people of God, seeking to destroy the young child Jesus, that there might be no Gethsemane, there might be no a judgment hall, there might be no Calvary, and no cross, no empty tomb, and no ascension into glory. These are truly solemn things, and may we lay them to heart. The power of sin and Satan. And you and I, if we're true believers and worshippers of him, you and I have the same enemy of souls who would seek to destroy any hope that you and I have, who would seek to war against us and to quench and to disrupt anything of the grace of God in our hearts. But these wise men came from the east to Jerusalem saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews?" They were being brought to see a star. "We have seen his star in the east," where they were dwelling. They'd seen this star. An understanding of it was given. It was a sign. They called it his star. It was a clear sign, and they were blessed with an understanding of it, both to see it and to see what it meant, that a king was born. King of the Jews. That they had seen this star. What a wonderful thing. In this Gentile country, a far off land, that God was pleased to bring to an understanding these men of the things that were taking place. To see that sign given by God in the sky and to act upon it. You know, it's one thing to see something, isn't it? To see something of the work of the Lord. To see some sign from God. It's one thing to see it. It's an entirely different thing to act upon it. You know, there was an attraction. There was a drawing power. God brought them to see this sign. He brought them into an understanding of what it meant. And he brought them that they might come and see for themselves. Oh, this is a wonderful account, isn't it? Of the power of God. You know, the prophet Isaiah, among other prophets, had spoken many things concerning the coming of the Messiah. The prospect of his coming, the certainty of his coming, and the things that would be accomplished, both at his coming and his triumphant work of salvation, and the effect upon it in this sin-cursed world. And one of the things that he said in prophecy is in chapter 60 is verse 2, "For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee, and the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising." And here we have these Gentiles from a far off land who are brought to come and give gifts and to worship the King of the Jews. Oh, what a witness. What a wonderful witness. You know, that wicked prophet Balaam, even he saw something, didn't he, of these things in prophecy in your own time. I'd encourage you to read Numbers chapter 24. And it says that Balaam saw that it pleased the Lord to bless Israel. You know, the world sees, doesn't they? Don't they? They see when the Lord is blessing his people. Saw that it pleased the Lord to bless Israel. This was the effect on him. He went not, as at other times, to seek for enchantments, but he set his face toward the wilderness. And Balaam lifted up his eyes, and he saw Israel abiding in his tents according to their tribes, and the Spirit of God came upon him. Not the Spirit of God in salvation, but the Spirit of God in making him speak of what would be done. And he takes up this parable. And he comes to this. He says, I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not nigh. How solemn. How solemn. Oh, I hope there's none here this evening who are left in that state and condition. You see him, but not now. No, you'll see him. We'll all see him one day. Oh, to be given a glimpse by faith now, while it is today, while he may be found in the way of mercy. And I shall behold him, but not nigh. Oh, to see him afar off, but never near. Never brought nigh by the blood of Jesus. Never been sweetly encouraged to approach, though vile and of a sinful race, but never. Never brought to approach unto him in prayer. To have no nearness, no union, no communion with him. To know nothing of that precious blood shed for sinners that makes a way into the holiest of all. He saw it afar off. There shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel, and shall smite the corners of Moab and destroy all the children of Sheth. Out of Jacob shall come he that shall have dominion. Out of Jacob. Well, beloved friends, these came. And they came having seen the star. And they ventured on this long journey. And they came to Judea. The star, they had understanding of where it was positioned over. And the understanding of it brought them to Judea. And they went to Jerusalem. And it was there that they inquired, where is he that is born King of the Jews? Oh, these things to me are, in the reading of them, are astonishing, really. You know, there was much searching. Herod was troubled by what was told. We've seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. And search is made. The chief priests and scribes are gathered together, and he demanded of them where Christ should be born, where the Messiah should be born. And they they tell him. It's known to them. They have the revealed will of God. They are the favoured nation. These Hebrews have the word of God. And it clearly tells in Bethlehem of Judea, thus it is written by the prophet. And yet, no apparent desire on any of them to go with these wise men. No desire. The witness that they give in coming such a journey has no effect on them. They know the prophecy. They've heard of this sign. But the deadness, the backwardness, the blindness. And it was Herod who directed these men to Bethlehem. He sent them, verse 8, and he sent them to Bethlehem. It is astonishing, isn't it? He sent them to Bethlehem. Go and search diligently for the young child. When ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. He directed them to Bethlehem. Oh, the hardness of sin, the deceitfulness of our hearts by nature, the blindness that we are in by nature. And you and I, beloved friends, accept grace, the grace of God makes a difference in our lives, unless you and I are awakened out of this sleep of death we're in by nature, we would do the same thing. And in some respects, some of us have done the same thing. And maybe some of you this evening are doing the same thing. In the fact that you have the witness around you and among you of the salvation of the Lord being made known in the hearts of sinners, the testimony of the precious blood of Jesus, his power to save from sin and death, and yet we can't see. And we don't recognize our own sinful state. And we cannot acknowledge our part in sin and rebellion against God. Oh, these men came with that question. Where is he that is born King of the Jews? They desired to worship him. Well, having left the presence of Herod on their way to Bethlehem, the Lord is pleased again to reveal a sign in the sky. We're told that they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Oh, another thing that astonishes me in reading this is that having left the palace of Herod, where they first went to look for the King of the Jews, that they find they're directed by the Lord to a house in Bethlehem. And it is there, in that humble abode, that they are found falling to the ground in worship of this King of the Jews. Oh, that you and I might be cleared of all of our own thoughts. You know, what need we have, don't we, of a childlike faith? You know, how often we can get ourselves into a mindset where we have worked out how things should be, how they'll be done, how the Lord will work, what it will be like, when it will happen. It was in a house in Bethlehem. There was a poor mother and a young child. And there was the end of their journey. Oh, they came with their gifts. They came to worship. And the mercy of God was that they were brought there. They were brought to the feet of Jesus. They were brought to truly worship. And they were brought to then return home. Oh, their journey was not in vain. Though it was no doubt long and difficult. And it didn't go as they might have thought it would when first entering into Jerusalem and seeking for the King of the Jews in the palace of Herod. Yet they went away satisfied. Oh, that you and I might know something of this. What the effect on these wise men was, we leave. We're not told any more of them. They returned a different way from which they came. They were warned not to go back and to tell Herod where he was. There they return. Oh, but what a picture we have. What encouragement we have this evening for those of you that are seeking the Lord. And maybe this is the question in your heart this evening. Where is he? Maybe it is right through the entirety of this year that you've been so exercised. Oh, you would worship him in spirit and in truth. You would come to his feet. You would pour out your heart before him. You would lay hold of him. Where is he? Maybe it's like you, as it was with Job. Oh, that I knew where I might find him. You've sought, as it were, in the obvious places. You've attended to the worship of his holy name in chapel. And you've attended to the reading of the word of God, both in chapel and at home. Oh, but you haven't found. You haven't found him. Oh, well, may you be encouraged. May the Lord so help you this evening. Oh, that you might continue to make that diligent inquiry at the footstool of his mercy. Oh, may you plead as the psalmist, oh, when wilt thou come unto me? You know, there are some exceeding precious promises concerning those that are seeking the Lord. Promises of finding. Oh, there are some sweet and precious tokens of encouragement that none shall seek him in vain. Oh, that those that seek him will find him. But these promises, how much peace can you get from them? How much peace will they give you? Oh, they are sweet and exceeding precious. But they're not to be compared with the finding of him. They're not there to give you a resting place forever. Those promises are there to sweetly encourage you when you're cast down and ready to faint and feel utterly forsaken and forgotten. But they are not a substitute for the finding of him. And you know it, don't you? You know it. Oh, you cannot be truly satisfied with them. Oh, there is only one thing, isn't it? And it is that laying hold of him. By night on my bed, I sought him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. And does that soul then give up? How can they? How can you this evening? You say, but I've sought the Lord all through this year. Yes. But I haven't found him. And can you give him up? Can you give up the diligent search for him? What is it that's made him precious in the wanting of him? Surely it's your never-dying soul, your need as a sinner, the mercy that is to be found with him, the acceptance with the Holy God, the peace that passeth all understanding. All of these things are sweetly precious to your soul. You can't give up, surely. I will now arise and go about the city, in the streets and in the broad ways. I will seek him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. Where is he? Where is he? This Saviour of sinners, the one who delights in mercy, the one who saves to the uttermost all that cometh unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth. Where is he? The watchmen that go about the city found me, to whom I said, saw ye him whom my soul loveth? Who can you ask? Your parents, the minister, church members, where is he? Can they point you to him? Can they bring you to him? It was but a little as I passed from them, but I found him whom my soul loveth. I held him and would not let him go. Oh, this is it, isn't it? though it's to come and lay hold of him. Like Jacob, wrestling in prayer, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. Laying hold of him. Oh, these, nothing can satisfy, can it? Nothing can bring you peace. Nothing can take away the fear of your soul except Christ Jesus and him crucified, this friend of sinners. Where is he that is born King of the Jews? Maybe you began the year and thought, this would be the year that you would find him, lay hold of him, be brought into us a closer relationship with him, such as would bring you in receiving his love to take up your cross and follow him, to bring you to the Lord's table, to bring you into fellowship with the Lord's people here below, to bring you to take up your cross and follow him outwardly in an open profession. You come to nearly the close of the year, and all the temptations and the fear. Oh, may the Lord so bless you and help you and reveal to you himself. Give him no rest. Oh, may your desire be, mine's an urgent, pressing case. Oh, lay aside the where and the when. We continue to seek the Lord while he may be found. Continue to call upon him while he is near. Oh, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. He delights to be gracious. Can you find any that came and the Lord sent away? Those that sought him, pleaded, asked for his help and were not given it? Can you find him in the Word of God? Or you can find one who came and was the disciple sought to drive her away. And the Lord at first seemed to deal differently with her. Oh, but what did she say? Lord, help. You know, maybe that's all you're able to utter this evening. You feel at the end of everything, despair is upon you. Maybe I am out of the secret. Maybe I will perish in my sin. Maybe I will prove to be a castaway. Oh, but there is a glimmer. There is a small ray of light which shines from the person of Jesus Christ. Lord, help me. I don't deserve it. Oh, I need it. I plead it. Lord, help me. Lord, save me. O Lord, make known thy love to me. Say to my soul, I am thy salvation. While thou art blessing others, while on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Where is he that is born King of the Jews? Well, it's a question, isn't it? And so I'm going to answer it for you this evening. Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For us, at the end of 2021, the King of the Jews is sitting at the Father's right hand in heaven above. A risen, exalted Saviour. And he's sitting. Why is he sitting in heaven now? Because he is waiting. He is waiting to be gracious. Time is extending. We do not know for how long. But as time extends day by day, the encouragement in it is that there are yet still souls that are dead in sin whose names are in that book of life. When the last of those is brought into a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, then he will arise and come again. But in the mercy of God, time is lengthening out. We see it day by day. As I said, we do not know when that day will come. We know it will come. But may the Lord so raise a little hope in the hearts of those that are diligently seeking this evening that he will be found. And may your prayers be urgent. May he give you a spirit of true wrestling prayer. Plead that precious blood that he shed at Calvary was shed for you. This King of the Jews, who the wise men came to worship, was a young child. Oh, he had a work before him to do. There was a life to be lived on behalf of his people. There was a death to die on behalf of his people. His precious blood was to be shed. He was to bear the curse and shame and weight of their sin. Justice, divine justice, was to spend itself on him. And an everlasting salvation brought in for his people. And this evening, oh, we know that his work is finished, that he sits and waits to be gracious. And there in heaven, he is his people's representative, he whose heart can still be touched with the feeling of their infirmities, who still retains that loving heart of compassion, who still retains in divine union with his divine nature, that holy human body. He still bears the marks of the nails and the crown of thorns and the spear. Oh, and may you and I be blessed with living faith and to plead the blood of Jesus Christ, acceptance in him, and find the power of his cross, his sufferings and his death, the sweet answer to the fears that our conviction of sin brings. Oh, may the Lord bring to you each this gift of gifts, Jesus Christ. Where is he that is born King of the Jews? Amen.
God willing, Mr. Richard Field will preach next Lord's Day. There'll be a prayer meeting on Monday evening. Mr. Hadley will, God willing, preach on Friday evening next week. Our closing hymn is number 35. Come, thou almighty King, help us thy name to sing. Help us to praise. Father all glorious, or all victorious, come and reign over us, Ancient of Days. Hymn number 35. Thank you.
forgive all that thy pure and holy eyes have seen amiss in our worship here this evening. Do take us each home in peace and in safety. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.